Last night, they wrapped up season 12 of America's Got Talent. You know, I've said this before. America's Got Talent used to be just a fun little summer show. It lasted, I don't know, 6 or 8 weeks or whatever. It seems like it's been gone on for 2 years now. But they finally wrapped it up last night. Season 12 of America's Got Talent. And yes, it was a star-studded extravaganza, as you would imagine. James Arthur performed his hit, Say You Won't Let Go. Kelly Clarkson was up there. Derek Hough. And, of course, they're all performing with the other contestants as well. And Tyra Banks, who became the new host this year of America's Got Talent. I will say up front, I really wanted to not like Tyra Banks as the host. Because I didn't like Nick Cannon as the host. Nothing personal against Nick Cannon. I think a lot of it is just how they had him doing that, the way he was choreographed or whatever you want to call it there. But so I really did not like him as the host. So Tyra Banks came in. And, you know, Tyra is still Tyra. It doesn't matter. But I guess I didn't hate Tyra Banks as the host of America's Got Talent as much as I thought I might. But they were up there announcing the eliminations one by one. And at one point, it came down to, I think they were like the top four or five or whatever. And one of them they eliminated. And Mel B, leave it to Mel B to stick her foot in her mouth. She says, oh, it's so a shame that anyone has to be a loser. And everyone looked at her for saying loser. You're not supposed to say loser on a competition. Then she goes, no, I mean that anyone lost. It's okay, man. Political correctness. You can't say somebody is a loser because everybody's a winner. You know, it's like everybody's a winner. Participation trophies for everyone. You know, so we're all winners. Everyone's a winner. Even one of the kids said, you know, but it doesn't matter who wins here. It really doesn't matter because we're all winners. Well, if it doesn't matter who wins, why continue the show? And I know I'm looking at it too seriously. But anyway, there you go. Your top five. It came down to Sarah and Hero. That was the girl with the dog act that was actually pretty darn entertaining. Mandy Harvey. She was the deaf singer? Yeah, she's the woman who lost her hearing 10 years ago and still plays and sings like you wouldn't believe. Unbelievable. Light Balance. That's one of those light shows, you know, where they take lights and they do amazing things with it. That ended up in third place. And so it all came down to Angelica Hale, this little girl who has the voice of a grown-up when she sings, and Darcy Lynn Farmer, who is this 12-year-old ventriloquist and singer. She sings while she ventriloquizes. Now, I know, I just created a word there. But anyway, so Tyra Banks gave us the news.
America has voted. The winner of the $1 million and the star of the headline show in Las Vegas is...
Yeah.
Darcy Lynn!
Yay! Darcy Lynn wins season 12 of America's Got Talent. And I will tell you the amazing thing. You know, she performed up there on stage with Terry Fader, who won season 2. Ventriloquist Terry Fader, he went to Branson, highly successful show. He now has voted the most popular show in Las Vegas. My wife and I, we already said, if we ever go to Vegas, we want to go see Terry Fader. The guy is amazing. So he performed up there, his puppet and her puppets, and it was pretty cool. Now, I don't know if they're going to combine the shows or what in Vegas, because you got two America's Got Talent ventriloquist shows now that won and are going to Las Vegas. I don't know. But anyway, congratulations to Darcy Lynn, 12 years old, crying like anything. It's just, the tears were flowing, but she does seem like a delightful young lady. And, you know, if you know me, imagine my disappointment that none of those highly entertaining kid dance groups didn't win. Hashtag sarcasm.